Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something that I know a lot of you have wrestled with: self-doubt and those heavy expectations we all carry around.
Yeah, for sure.
We're dissecting an article, and the title is "Wie du dich von innerem Druck befreien kannst."
Okay.
That translates to "How to free yourself from inner pressure."
All right.
So think of this deep dive as your personal guide to understanding these tricky mental hurdles, self-doubt and expectations and how to manage them.
It's so fascinating how, these inner struggles, while they're deeply personal, they actually reflect these broader societal patterns.
Yeah.
So we'll be exploring some of those
That's
connections.
what I'm excited about.
And most importantly, we want to equip you with some practical strategies to handle this stuff, self-doubt and
Share
expectations,
that.
so you can thrive.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
The article kicks off by identifying the common culprits behind self-doubt. And it's like they were reading my diary. It talks about those nagging inner voices telling us we're not enough.
Oh,
I feel like I'm constantly comparing myself to others,
right.
especially in this age of social media.
Yeah.
How do you think this impacts us?
Well, what's interesting here is that this comparison thing is almost hardwired into us.
Really?
Yeah, it goes way back. It actually helped our ancestors survive by
Wow.
figuring out where they stood in the pecking order, right?
Interesting.
But today, it can be a double-edged sword.
I could see that.
You see, like, someone's picture-perfect life online, and then suddenly you're like questioning your own accomplishments,
Yeah.
even if they're pretty impressive on their own.
Totally. Yeah.
Right.
And it's not just about comparing ourselves to others, is it?
No.
The article also points out how past experiences, especially failures, can really fuel self-doubt.
Okay.
One misstep, and suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, I'm questioning everything,
Yeah.
even in areas where I usually excel. Why do you think we get so hung up on these past setbacks?
It has to do with what's called the negativity bias. Our brains are just wired to remember negative experiences
Huh.
way more vividly than positive
Well,
ones.
interesting.
It's like evolution's way of keeping us safe from threats, right?
Oh.
Back in the day, it was saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah.
Now it's like worrying about that presentation that didn't go
Okay,
perfectly.
that project you messed up on
Yeah, or that project, exactly.
last year.
Our brains haven't quite caught up to modern life.
I see.
So we overanalyze, we generalize based on these few negative
So
experiences.
it's not entirely our fault
Not entirely,
that we
yeah.
dwell on the negative.
Right.
Phew, what a
Kinda.
relief.
Yeah.
Knowing this, how can we retrain our brains to focus on the positive?
One powerful technique is to cultivate a gratitude practice.
Oh, yeah.
This could be as simple as just writing down, three things you're grateful for
Every day.
every day. Yeah.
Okay.
It might sound a little cheesy, but it really can.
Yeah.
Shifting your focus to the positive, even in small ways, can help rewire your brain over time.
That's a great tip.
So there. The article also highlights unrealistic expectations as a major source of self-doubt.
Yes.
And it's not just about external pressure, right? It's the expectations we put on ourselves.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely guilty of setting the bar really high and then beating myself up when I inevitably fall short.
It's so common.
Is it?
Yeah, especially in today's achievement-oriented culture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're constantly bombarded with these messages, right, about being productive,
Yeah.
successful, always on, and it just creates this unsustainable cycle
Huh.
of striving and never feeling quite good enough.
Yeah.
The key here is to, set realistic expectations that align with your values and what truly matters to you.
So what would that look like for me?
Honestly, I think it starts with recognizing that you're human,
Oh, okay.
not a productivity machine.
Okay.
Give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and even, dare I say it,
Yeah.
be a little lazy sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the article goes beyond just identifying the problem.
It offers some concrete strategies for managing this self-doubt and expectations.
Right.
Think of it as your personal toolkit
Yeah.
for mental resilience.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And remember, these are tools, not magic wands.
Right.
They require effort and practice.
Okay.
But I'm confident that by applying these strategies, you can start to shift your mindset
Yeah.
and feel more empowered.
So let's dive into the toolkit.
Let's do it.
The first strategy is called Recognize and Challenge Self-Doubt.
Okay.
And it's about confronting those negative thoughts head on.
Yeah, it's amazing how often we just accept these negative thoughts
Risk
as
it.
truth. Yeah.
Wow.
Without ever questioning their validity.
Interesting.
This strategy encourages you to become a more critical thinker about your own inner dialogue.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
So the article outlines this three-step process.
Okay.
First, write down the recurring doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Then question their validity.
Right.
Are they based on facts or just fear?
Exactly.
And finally, find evidence to counter them.
It's like putting those negative thoughts on trial.
Mm.
You're the lawyer, judge, and jury all rolled into one.
I love that.
So, for example, let's say you're wrestling with the thought, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
You might start by examining the evidence, right?
Okay.
Have you achieved things in the past? Do people value your skills and contributions?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you'll find plenty of evidence to counter that negative self-talk.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's so empowering to think of challenging those negative thoughts instead of just letting them, like, run amok in my mind. The article provides a concrete example.
Okay.
It suggests countering, I am not good enough, with evidence of past successes.
Love it.
It's like shifting your internal script from I can't to I have and I can again.
That shift in perspective is so powerful.
Isn't it?
It's not about denying the challenges.
Right.
It's about acknowledging your strengths and building a more balanced and realistic self-image.
That's a great way to put it. So recognizing and challenging negative thoughts is step one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next tool in our self-doubt busting toolkit?
Up next, we're tackling setting realistic expectations.
Okay.
It's all about reclaiming your power and defining success on your own terms.
I like that.
Yeah.
The article emphasizes the importance of embracing imperfection.
Yes.
Focusing on progress over perfection.
Absolutely.
And it even offers a set of questions to ask yourself when you're evaluating your expectations. Are they realistic and achievable? Are they truly yours? Or are you adopting them from someone else?
Those are great questions.
And I'd add another crucial question. Do these expectations align with my values and what truly matters to me?
That's a fantastic addition.
Is it?
Yeah, because when we're living in alignment with our values, that's when we feel most authentic and fulfilled.
That makes sense.
And sometimes that means letting go of expectations that no longer serve us.
Right.
Even if they come from external sources like family or society.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's about you.
The article also suggests breaking down large goals into smaller, more manageable steps.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I personally struggle with.
Yeah.
I tend to get overwhelmed by the big picture and end up procrastinating.
Yeah.
It just feels so daunting.
It's a common struggle.
Is it?
Yeah. Our brains can easily feel overwhelmed when faced with a massive task.
Yeah.
But by breaking it down into smaller chunks, it suddenly feels much more manageable.
Right.
It's like climbing a mountain. Right. Right. One step at a time.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to leap to the summit in a single bound.
That's a good analogy.
Right.
Okay. I've definitely taken notes on that one.
Right.
So we've tackled recognizing and challenging negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about setting realistic expectations.
Yes.
What's next in our arsenal of self-doubt busting strategies?
Well, remember that pesky tendency to compare ourselves to others?
Oh, yeah.
We're tackling that next.
Okay.
The article calls this strategy avoiding comparisons, and it's all about recognizing the deceptive nature of those comparisons.
This one hits close to home. You know, you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have it all figured out.
Yeah.
Perfect careers, picture-perfect families, exotic vacations.
It's a highlight reel.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We rarely see the full picture.
No.
Right.
Right.
It's like comparing our blooper reel to everyone else's perfectly edited highlight reel.
It's a fantastic analogy, and it really highlights how social media can exacerbate this problem.
Does it?
Yeah, we're constantly bombarded with these curated images and stories.
Oh, yeah.
That present this, like, skewed version of reality.
I know. It's so true.
It's no wonder we end up feeling inadequate.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's the advice? What do we do?
The article's advice is simple but powerful. Compare yourself to your own progress, not to others.
Okay.
It's about shifting your focus
yeah.
from external validation to yeah. internal growth.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so empowering to think about focusing on my own journey instead of constantly looking over my shoulder at what everyone else is doing. Okay, we've covered three strategies so far, and I'm already feeling more equipped to handle those self-doubt gremlins.
That's great.
What's the next weapon in our arsenal?
The next strategy is all about cultivating self-compassion.
Okay.
Which is essentially treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend.
Right.
It's about being your own cheerleader instead of your own worst critic.
This is so important. It's easy to get caught up in negative self-talk.
Yeah.
But we would never speak to a friend the way we sometimes speak to ourselves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a friend is struggling with self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
Yeah.
How would you offer support and encouragement? The article suggests asking yourself these questions. What would I say to a friend feeling this way?
Okay.
How can I support myself right now?
It's like giving ourselves a pep talk.
Exactly.
From our own best friend.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's exactly what we need.
Right.
It's about recognizing that we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We all have setbacks, and that's okay. It's part of being human.
And by offering ourselves compassion and understanding,
yeah,
we create a more supportive internal environment mm-hmm. where we can grow and learn from our experiences
yeah.
rather than beating ourselves up for them.
That's such a great point. It's not about ignoring our flaws, right?
No.
It's about accepting them as part of who we are.
Exactly.
So cultivating self-compassion. Check.
Check.
What's the final strategy in our self-doubt busting toolkit?
The final strategy is all about mindfulness.
Okay.
Which might sound a little abstract.
It does.
But it's actually a very practical tool for managing negative thoughts and emotions.
Okay.
Think of it as mental training for greater awareness and resilience.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
What exactly is mindfulness and how does it help with self-doubt?
Yeah.
At its core, mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment.
Okay.
It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. You're not trying to change your thoughts or emotions.
You're just noticing them.
You're simply observing them with curiosity and acceptance.
So instead of letting those negative thoughts run wild in my mind, mindfulness helps me create some distance from them.
Exactly. It's like you're stepping back and observing those thoughts as events in your mind rather than identifying with them as truth.
That's a good way to look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And this can be incredibly helpful in breaking free from the grip of self-doubt and negative self-talk.
The article specifically mentions meditation
yes.
as a mindfulness technique,
mm-hmm.
but it also suggests simply taking time to notice your thoughts and surroundings
yeah.
as a way to practice mindfulness.
Absolutely.
It sounds like something anyone can incorporate into their daily routine.
That's the beauty of mindfulness.
Is it?
Yeah. It doesn't require any special equipment or a lot of time.
Okay.
You can practice it while you're walking, eating, or even waiting in line at the grocery store.
Wow.
It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment and noticing what's happening without judgment.
This is great. So we have five powerful strategies for dealing with self-doubt and those pesky expectations.
Yes.
Recognizing and challenging those negative thoughts, setting realistic expectations that align with our values, avoiding those soul-crushing comparisons, cultivating self-compassion, and practicing mindfulness.
It's quite a toolkit.
It is. This is quite a toolkit for building a more resilient and confident self.
And the best part is that these strategies can be used individually.
Okay.
Or in combination.
Oh, cool.
It's all about experimenting and finding what works best for you.
And remember, it's a journey, not a destination.
Yes.
There will be times when self-doubt creeps back in.
For sure.
Or when expectations feel overwhelming.
It happens.
The key is to have these tools at your disposal so you can navigate those challenges
yeah.
with more awareness and resilience.
Absolutely.
But before we move on to the exercise of the week, let's take a moment to recap.
Okay.
The key takeaways.
Yeah.
From this first part of our deep dive.
Sounds good. Welcome back to the deep dive.
We're exploring how to navigate self-doubt and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I'm already feeling a bit more equipped
yeah.
to handle those inner critics.
That's fantastic to hear. Before we move on to the exercise of the week, I think it's important to, you know, recap the key takeaways
yes.
from our dive into this insightful article.
A quick rewind is always helpful.
Yeah.
So we started by learning that, you know, self-doubt
yeah.
is something everyone goes through.
It's a universal experience.
Yeah. And it often stems from these three sneaky sources.
Right.
Comparisons to others' past experiences
mm-hmm.
and those unrealistic expectations.
It's like a recipe for
I know.
Feeling not good enough, isn't it?
Totally.
But then, you know, we got to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Strategies for fighting back.
The toolkit for a more resilient mind.
Exactly.
We talked about recognizing and challenging those negative thoughts, setting realistic expectations that align with our values, and breaking free from that comparison trap.
It's so easy to fall into.
I know.
Right.
And let's not forget the power of self-compassion.
Absolutely not.
Treating ourselves with the same kindness we'd offer a friend.
The golden rule. Right.
It is.
Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah. And that includes ourselves.
Yes, definitely.
And finally, we explored mindfulness,
mm-hmm.
the practice of observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Right. Just noticing them.
It's amazing how these like seemingly simple strategies
no.
can have such a profound impact on our well-being.
It really is.
It really is. And what's even more remarkable is that these strategies,
Yeah.
they're all interconnected,
Yes, they are.
work together to create a more balanced and empowered mindset.
Precisely. It's like they're all pieces of the same puzzle fitting together to create a clearer picture
I love that
to who
analysis.
we are and what we're capable of.
With this puzzle in mind, what's the message we want to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, what can you take away from this deep dive?
Yeah.
Well, the most empowering message, I think, is that, self-doubt and expectations, they're a part of life,
Yeah.
but they don't have to control us.
Right.
We can learn to manage them effectively using the tools we've discussed today.
Absolutely. It's about reclaiming your power, recognizing your strengths, and, choosing to focus on progress
Yes.
rather than perfection.
It's about embracing our perfectly imperfect selves.
Exactly. Now, as we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder.
Okay, what is?
Consider the specific context or situations where self-doubt tends to surface most strongly for you.
Okay.
How might you apply these strategies in those moments to shift your mindset and build greater resilience?
That's such a great question. It encourages us to,
I know.
put these strategies into action
Yeah.
and make them a part of our daily
And
lives.
that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Turning knowledge into action and empowering ourselves to live more fulfilling and authentic lives. Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, before we sign off,
Yeah.
the article had one more thing for us to unpack,
Okay.
the exercise of the week.
Oh, I always love a good
Oh,
exercise.
me too.
What does this one entail?
Well, it builds on the first strategy we discussed, recognizing and challenging self-doubt.
Oh.
It's a simple writing exercise
You're right.
that can really help you shift your perspective.
I'm all ears. Walk me through it.
It involves three steps.
Okay.
First, you write down a recurring self-doubt that's been bugging you.
Okay.
You know, that little voice that keeps whispering, you're not good enough or you'll never be able to do that.
Yeah.
Then you dig deep and find evidence that contradicts that doubt, reminding yourself of your strengths and past successes.
I like how this exercise encourages us to actively challenge
Yeah.
those negative thoughts instead of passively accepting them.
Exactly.
What's the final step?
Finally, you craft a positive affirmation that counters that negative thought, something you can repeat to yourself to reinforce a more empowering belief.
I love that. It's like rewiring our brains for positivity and resilience.
Exactly. Our thoughts have a powerful impact on our emotions and behaviors. So by consciously choosing more empowering thoughts, we can create real change in our lives.
It's like building a mental muscle.
Yes.
The more we practice, the stronger and more resilient we become.
The article encourages us to practice this exercise regularly,
Okay.
maybe even write it down in a journal or on a sticky note to remind ourselves throughout the day.
That's a good idea.
By actively replacing those negative thought patterns with more empowering and realistic ones, we can start to shift our mindset and create a more positive inner dialogue.
It sounds almost too simple.
I know, but it can be really effective.
It can.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone.
No.
If you're struggling with self-doubt or feeling overwhelmed by expectations, reach out to a friend, family member, or therapist for support.
Yeah, sometimes just having someone to talk to and process those thoughts and feelings can make a world of difference.
It really can.
And remember, there's no shame in seeking professional help if you need it.
Absolutely. Taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health.
Well said. It seems like we've reached the end
Yeah.
of our deep dive for today.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I've gained some valuable insights and practical tools
Me too.
to help me navigate self-doubt and expectations.
Yeah.
This deep dive has really helped me unpack
It has.
those tricky mental hurdles.
It's been great.
What are your final thoughts?
Well, I completely agree. And what I find so fascinating is that these strategies,
Yeah.
while seemingly simple, can have such a profound impact
I know.
on our well-being.
It's true.
It's a reminder that we have more control over our thoughts and emotions than we
Yeah,
often realize.
that's a good point.
So by practicing these techniques and integrating them into our daily lives, we can cultivate greater self-awareness, resilience, and ultimately a more fulfilling and authentic life.
That's beautifully put.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this journey of self-discovery. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and practical tools to help you navigate those pesky self-doubt gremlins and manage expectations in a healthier way.
And remember, you are capable of amazing things, even with those self-doubt gremlins lurking about.
That is so true. Keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of your own mind. So we've spent this deep dive really getting to the bottom of how to deal with self-doubt and expectations. And you know what? I feel like I've gained some real tools to put into practice.
Yeah, me too. And I think it's important to remember that these tools are meant to be personalized.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what works for one person might need a little tweaking for another.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. It's about experimenting and finding what resonates with you. So maybe journaling helps you challenge those negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Or maybe a daily affirmation practice is what you need to boost your self-compassion.
I like that.
And don't be afraid to get creative.
Okay.
Maybe you create a vision board to remind yourself of your goals and values. Or perhaps you find a mindfulness app that guides you through meditation exercises.
That's a good idea.
The key is to make these practices your own.
It's like building a self-care toolkit for your mind.
Exactly. Something you can turn to when those self-doubt gremlins start acting up or when expectations start to feel overwhelming.
Right. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination.
Yes. Always good to keep that in mind.
There will be times when self-doubt creeps back in or when expectations feel overwhelming.
Oh, for sure. It happens.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's part of being human. Right.
Absolutely.
The important thing is to have these tools at your disposal so you can navigate those challenges.
You got it.
With more awareness and resilience.
Yeah. It's not about eradicating self-doubt entirely.
No.
It's about learning to manage it.
Right.
And not letting it hold us back from living our best lives.
Well said.
Oh.
And with that, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive.
I think so too.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration of self-doubt and expectations.
Yeah.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights and practical tools to help you navigate these universal challenges.
And always remember,
yeah,
you are capable of amazing things, even with those self-doubt gremlins lurking about.
Keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of your own mind.